ABC Radio Australia.
The rallying cry to Samoa's players around the world appears to have worked, with some of their best making themselves available for the do-or-die Rugby World Cup qualifying tournament in Dubai. Three matches over 10 days will decide whether Manu Samoa miss a World Cup for the first time since their debut appearances back in 1991 or not. Samoa could have sealed their place with a win over Chile last month, but a weakening team failed to pass that test. And it was that result which prompted former captain Filippo Levi to make a personal appeal ahead of the team's last chance mission.
It's a call out to all of you. Our Samoa people are waiting for you to make yourself available. If you have problems, just leave it alone. Don't worry. Okay, just put the team first. I know it's hard. I'm not sure if you put the team together, game plan, focus, we'll get the results.
And some big names have turned up in Dubai, so Levy's social media posts may have pricked a few conscience, but he's modest about any influence he may have had on bringing the squad together.
I guess they would have heard the cries of the people. They knew that it's really important to be at the 2027 World Cup. And so I guess they would have had their own chats, group chats with the senior players especially. You know, I have chatted to them online, a couple of them, just to say, you know, wishing them the best and hope you guys are coming back. I'm not the only one. There'll be many others. I'm doing a lot of work behind the scenes, especially Lucky P. Samoa, trying to drive the players to come back.
Some interesting names in the list. Theo McFarlane, the captain, is back, which is obviously great. Scott Seo is apparently going to make his first appearance for the Manu after 74 caps for the Wallabies. Miracle Failangi is also in the side when it was suggested that maybe he wasn't going to play for Samoa again. So those are three positives amongst quite a lot in the squad that's in Dubai.
Scott Seo, that's huge. These tight games, we need experience at tight five, coming against some big packs, Namibia and the like. For Miracle Failangi, yes, you're right, there was a bit of talk about him making himself eligible for the All Blacks. And, you know, I guess I've heard that he wasn't too happy with last year. He wasn't selected in those games. And so I think he may have spoken to someone about coming back, or maybe his parents, or his family has influenced his decision to make himself eligible. So he could have went either way. And so it's great to have him. You know, he's one of the form players of Moana Pacifica, and hence why the local players came from Samoa to play in that environment, if that's what the team is for, right?
Now, three matches to be played, starting with Brazil, followed by Namibia, and then the final match will be against Belgium. Only 5 days between each game, so that's a tough schedule for any rugby union player to keep to. But we have Manu Samoa ranked 16, Brazil 32, Namibia 27, Belgium 22. So on paper, at least, Manu should win all the three of these games quite comfortably.
Yeah, of course, they should. Ideally, they should. Looking at the history of these teams, you would probably rank Namibia as probably the toughest opponent. He'll probably have a lot of players from Curry Cup or players in the top flight in Europe. And I think one of their coaches is a former Springbok. Samoa are the favourites. But you never know. On any given day, it could come down to a last-minute thing or a ref's call or just a team that's just played out of their skin. So we'll see what happens.
Let's hope that the world rankings prove to be accurate. Samoa get the job done over the next 10 days or so, and they go to the World Cup. The players that are out there in Dubai right now, I mean, effectively, not only are they playing for their country to get them to the World Cup, but they're committing themselves to be available for the World Cup. And that surely has to be encouraging.
You've got a saying in rugby where one circle is never the same. So when you're in arms locked with your teammates, you know, we look around and say, this is probably the last time we'll be together like this. So those players who made themselves available now, that's awesome. But that's not to say that they'll be there in the next 2 years. It comes down to players with will form the coach's strategy. You're hearing the likes of Manu Tuilangi. He will be eligible. He could come across, which would be wonderful because he'll be just mid-30s. And so, yeah, so there's going to be players making themselves eligible.
In the end, though, it comes back to player development on the islands, doesn't it? Because ultimately, the route for players to follow in terms of heritage is going to dry up.
You've got to have a balance between getting locals who haven't been developed as far as those who've been developed in Australia or New Zealand with the systems in the place. And so that's why Moana Pacifica has been created. Get the likes of Miracle Failangi, who was seen playing in the club and also playing for the representative teams in Samoa, and he was picked. So pathways need to be, you know, that needs to be sustained. And one of the reasons why that team is there, Moana Pacifica, So to develop it from the grassroots up in Manu Samoa is a challenge, because a lot of the boys will be picked up overseas at a young age, like Fiji and Tonga, who go to France and go to Japan quite young. So Samoa has got a long way to go.
Okay, but with the three games to come over the next 10 days, you're quietly confident that the alarm bells won't need to start ringing?
Well, they're just going to win. They've turned up to play. Now they've just got to action it, come together, use everything they have, all the expertise, use the same way of playing. And we've got enough experience in that team, got enough firepower. We should be able to get through this quite convincingly. And I'm pretty confident that will happen.